What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2019. I'm your host, Kyle French, the enthusiast, not an expert, just out here for the love of the game. If you a fellow rap enthusiast, stick around for a minute. Hopefully you'll learn something. Today is January 24th, and we got two reviews coming. I'm Surrounded by Idiots by Lance Shapiro and Mind of a Man by Justo the MC and Meticulous. We got that Hot in the Streets song of the week to get us hyped up. We'll take a look at some of the big storylines across the industry over the past couple days, and we'll wrap up with new music announcements, looking at what we can get excited for and see coming soon. As many of you know, but in case some of you don't, you can find me on Instagram at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth, for daily content and more interactive content going up on there. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes and the Apple Podcast app. We still haven't seen really any big names dropping this early in the year. January is usually a slower month. The big names want to drop mid-year, late in the year. You know how it goes. We still got some very worthy MCs to take a look at. And we're going to start right here with I'm Surrounded by Idiots by Lance Shapiro. Lance Shapiro is a 19-year-old rapper from Brooklyn, New York, Marcy neighborhood. Very vocal about his influence coming from that area and his childhood heroes, especially Biggie, Notorious B.I.G., who he actually worked into his last album by way of a posthumous interview, similar to what Kendrick did talking to Pac on To Pimp a Butterfly. And he definitely carries on some of those golden era New York qualities, but doesn't necessarily fit the mold to a T. And that's one thing I like about Lance from what I've heard from him so far, is he's not a clear descendant of any one trendier, generic group of rappers coming out today. And his latest work here, I'm Surrounded by Idiots, is his second album to date following Magnavox Odyssey 2000, which dropped just last year and spawned his biggest song to date, Mama's Theme. That song revolved around his mother, who passed when he was young, and she's still a strong presence on this album here. I believe she's the woman pictured on the cover wearing a shirt containing the title of the album, and he references her throughout the project. I was actually able to reach out to Lance Shapiro a couple days ago, and he told me that the album is structured as an allusion to his mother. And you can see that she is a big part of what he does here. It seems that making her proud is a big motivation for him and helps him focus on what type of music he wants to make. Most of the topics on here come from Lance vocalizing his inner thoughts on his ascension as a rapper and a man, trying to find his way in both the industry and in life. He revels inside his own head very often, almost using the music as a thinking space and a soundboard. And through this approach, he's clearly lyrically driven. Like I said, he's got some of his roots coming from that traditional New York sound, but he's not overly like wordy. He's not filling out his rhymes with really exaggerated metaphors and wordplay and trying to be super intricate. He's much more comfortable to just kind of chill and let his words glide over some relaxed beats. And he even takes this idea of internal thought so far that on the intro, he actually raps from the perspective of his own brain, as he spits from both left brain and right brain's perspective, speaking directly to himself. It was a creative mindfuck of first person yet also third person narratives, inception level shit, a very thought-provoking angle to make a song from. And the vibe-heavy atmosphere really plays into this meditative delivery. His vocal tone is consistently laid back, relaxed, extremely subdued, and the accompanying production is easily the highlight of the album for me. At its roots, it's minimalistic, jazzy hip-hop beats, but lots of ethereal sounds are mixed into the fold to really win you over. I love the progressions and slow-motion building of instrumentals on tracks like Venus Love or Eyes on You. It really allows the scene to be set and the tracks to breathe before he comes in and does his thing on top of them. And Lance has a fantastic beat selection on here, and the combination of the production and his wavy, conscious delivery create a distinct sense of tranquility. I found it somewhat boring originally, like the first time I ran through this, but in a weird way, it's one of those quiet albums that you need to play at a high volume to fully appreciate it. Once I turned some of these joints up and just sat with them, that's when it really started hitting me. So I am a big fan of the building blocks this album demonstrates and the sonic direction of it, but there's definitely some room for improvement. I found a lot of the overall statements of this album to build very slowly or just vaguely hit home in a very broad sense. I think this is partially due to his relaxed style, which prevents points from being emphatic or very pronounced. I just don't come away with clear images and memorable stories painted in my head. Songs like Polonium and Mother Gaston offer nice mementos, but I certainly wasn't overwhelmed by the content. I'm sure it would make way more sense from his perspective, and if I'd walked in his shoes, perhaps I would feel a greater impact from his words. But for now, I'm much more impressed with his artistic choices than his actual lyrics. The track 99 overall was where he tried to demonstrate more of like a flex rap lyrical style and just kind of come out and kill you with bars. And it felt just very separated from the rest of the album and ended up being one of my least favorite tracks on here. The dude can certainly spit, but I think if he just settles back into this zone that he's created for himself and let it build and come out organically, it'll be much more appreciated by his audience and listeners. So once again, it's really the production that stuck with me the most and the atmosphere he created. I love the composition of some of the outros on tracks like Hands and Polonium. And it was dope that he worked in the iconic accordion sample on the track Whoop. It's really going to be those items that stick with me the most, keep me coming back to this album, rather than the storylines and the lyrics and the concepts. The best tracks on I'm Surrounded by Idiots for me gotta be Polonium, Eyes on You, People, People, Greater Than Left, Right, Whoop, and Where/Somewhere. My least favorite tracks are probably, like I said, 99 overall and Breach. I would recommend this album if you like Isaiah Rashad, Mick Jenkins, or Coda the Friend. He also on the album acknowledged how people compare him to Joey Badass. I certainly see that angle, but I think Joey's a little bit more fiery of an MC. My overall rating for this album would be a 7 out of 10. But this man is only 19. The future is bright. I expect him to keep dropping better music as we move forward. And to give you a sample of this album and who Lance Shapiro is, I'm going to play snippets of two of my top tracks, those being Eyes on You and Polonium. So from Lance Shapiro's I'm Surrounded by Idiots, here they are. First, Eyes on You, and then Polonium.
It's nothing I can fathom, but these dreams I fantasize. Fantasize over how will I succeed with little time. Will I buy a house for my pop? Fully loaded keys off the lot. I'm so childish, I'm anxious, so I might just buy the bike or go buy some land and better cots. Presidential timepiece feeling sorta like Barack now. Nah, feeling like Michelle now. Nah, everything come to the light, dog. Man, I can tell. Son of Sam, I prevail. Yeah, yeah. Now see, I got my eyes on it. Now I can't show it. It's more than just a dream, I can't show it. I'm trying to FI the keys, but a nigga can't code it. See the sunsets over the sea, and that's where I'm going. Trying to connect the dots, sorta like my life is loading. Exactly doing that, I'm the chosen nigga. The same sun I'm getting my energy from. It's wicked how real life people can sue from a gun. Me, I'm trying to fix my credit, dog, live comfortably, bruh. I started rapping at age 9, I've come to save the industry. They thought this was recognized. Shapiro trying to bring that feeling back so he can fathom that aside. Debunk the airways, give a fuck if you stream it a million times. This is for the ones that's trying to get rich or die trying. I hope I can be my masters dead, if not, I'm never signing. I got my eyes on what's important, man, I'm being honest. Let's focus on endeavors and stop this vendetta we fam. Just know I want this shit more than ever, man, you know. same place as Big is. I'm living with Fremont's big as Big was. No disrespect, but I'm fucking on his bitch. Faith really keeping her distance. Just the miseducation of Len Shapiro. No feelings type shit, only meditation and candles. I wanna reach stardom, I can care less about the spangle. For an example, I replace the flesh song with a jingle light. They feeding souls polonium. This is chocolate for order that I'm eating. Hold on, holy snuts. Besides, it's only us. Trump will let the trumpet sound. They say, once you hear that, you're doing right by God. Death seems odd till you understand it. I've been rolled it before. I'm an art painter on a canvas, man. Life's a beach, father's time. It's a sandwich, man. Between universe and frequency, check the bandwidth, man. Cut from a different cloth. See the bandages will never hold. They selling lies, we still bought. Lies, we still fought. Slaves, we still ought. We just crabs in a barrel being baited. We still caught. Lord. Yeah, man. Fuck friends, fuck family. Man. Family, the only thing you really need in this world. Sometimes I don't even care.
So you just heard Eyes on You and Polonium by Lance Shapiro. Some very chill, relaxed tracks right there. Really started enjoying that album. It's a step in the right direction, and I'm hoping that in the future, we look back and see that I'm Surrounded by Idiots was still just a growth point for Lance, and he can drop some even higher quality records in the years to come. And our second album we're going to get into today is Mind of a Man by Justo the MC and Meticulous. This is the first I've heard of either of these guys, so I don't have much info to let you guys in on here. So I'm just going to read Justo's Twitter bio to give you an idea of what they're about from their own perspective. And it reads, Justo, an MC from Brooklyn, is bringing meaningful content, lyrical wordplay, and real instruments back to hip-hop. I saw this, and I'm thinking, here we go again. Just another self-proclaimed savior of rap, here to resurrect a genre that just doesn't need resurrecting. There's so many of these guys out here who seem to have the blinders on and they only care about the stuff that's served them on a silver platter or hitting the radio. When if you dig deep, there's plenty of great hip-hop out there. I think it's in the best spot it's ever been in. But besides that skin-crawling underlying sentiment, everything he defined himself as is 100% true. He has that OG lyrical talent used heavily in the 90s, and Meticulous provides some chill boom-bappy beats with quote-unquote real instrumentals that are reminiscent of 90s hip-hop. And after a few listens, I'd say if you're into that classic soulful NYC rap scene, this might be worth checking. The moment that sold me on this duo actually comes right at the beginning, so we're going to start there. You get Crown intro, where he announces he's coming for that crown. And off the bat, I'm like, this is just kind of like your regular, lyrically focused, traditional rap song. It's not jumping off the page at me, just a dude getting bars off. But then Man Up hits and he opens with, said I flow like water, get turnt like a faucet, that's word to my daughter. And he drops this while literally flowing like water, and he did so for the rest of the track, and he had me at that point. He was swagging on this song, cool, calm, and collected. I loved his flow and delivery. He had some just great one-liners in there. He said, see, the truth is a bad son give a bad name to his mother. He also drops, gotta love it, better watch what you say to the public. That's a watch real nice how your budget. So off jump, Justo proves he's got some clever one-liners. He's got some nice jabs in his bag. And then you got Meticulous on the production side of things here. He's got these ominous organs hanging in the background, snares crashing around. The chemistry was on display. It was a solid open to the album. And I think it was the best song on here. The rest of the album, the rest of Mind of a Man, I would say it dropped off a little bit. But a lot of those same characteristics are consistent throughout. One thing you do get plenty of is as his Twitter bio would suggest, he gets his fair share of shots at the mumble rappers and the dumbed-down nature of current hip-hop, or at least the way that he sees it. Speaking My Language dedicates a better part of a full verse in this direction. And while his jabs can be accurate or sound hard at times, they're ultimately misguided and unnecessary. I've always been a proponent of, if you're trying to show up these guys, then just go out and do it. Don't talk about how much better you are than them. Just rap really well and make me think, damn, this guy is clearly superior to these other dudes. And I also thought that it was somewhat ironic that he dropped the line, I don't rap for money, really love this shit, and then pretty much kills the rappers who are out only rapping for money. It's like you just announced that's not what you're in the game for. So like, what's the deal? Like, why are you mad, right? So there is some wasted breath on here from Justo, but what struck me the most about Mind of a Man was how comfortable and in control he was throughout the entire process. A lot of the lyrically inclined rappers coming up these days are in over their head. They're trying to be way too extra, whether it's being overly animated to the point it's corny, or trying to rap like super fast, doing anything they can to make a metaphor work, anything they can do to leave their footprint on the game somehow. But Justo is what I call just a steady hand rapper. It's like he's been here before, completely understands what he's doing, just stays within himself and raps like a veteran. So I do appreciate that calm, cool, collected control he brought. And as far as instrumentals, Meticulous, he does his thing. He splices up some classic samples as well. On the track Kick Knowledge, he taps in a common line for the hook. On Speak My Language, you hear legends like Method Man, Nas, Rakim, all chopped up with each other. And he tried to spice things up, tried to get that old school DJ cutting sound into the record. As a whole, I was not blown away by Meticulous's efforts. I thought Justo is definitely the shining star of the tape here. But as far as just laying a bass, getting the specific sound they want out there, Meticulous, I guess, gets it done. But another one of my top tracks that I don't want to leave out of this review, gotta be Don't Make It Hot. It takes a darker tone, has an audio effect that kind of hoods the vocals, making Justo sound grimier and heavier, almost moving him a step closer towards a 50 Cent aesthetic. And it perfectly complements the subject matter on this track, as well as he gets into the details of life and death in New York, expresses his anger with the reality of the Brooklyn lifestyle. It's the most intense track easily, and one that caught my eye. One element that I did think was really lacking on here, though, was the hooks. Clearly, the emphasis is on writing verses, but the choruses were dry and extremely simple. It was like he just boiled down the bare-bones idea of what the song was about and souped it up from a rap to like a half-sung lull. And there's just a lot of dud hooks, all of them, for the most part, following the same formula. And then, unfortunately, even when he tried to tap in an actual, like, R&B singer to perform a hook, Davenport Grimes comes in on Charge It to the Game, and he was a snooze fest as well. So, as far as making an impact with some anthemic hooks to pull things together, this duo didn't really get it done, but they're clearly verse-oriented, so they get a small pass. And at the end of the day, while Mind of a Man is by no means a bad album, they just don't really do anything to differentiate or move forward the subgenre that they chose to emulate. Only a couple beats really stand out. The rest could kind of just be like boom bap type beats you find on YouTube. A guy that I would definitely compare the duo to is like Joey Badass. You know, the way that Joey and Static Selector work together, yes, it was similar to what guys had done 10, 15 years ago, but it was like they enhanced it, brought a new energy to it, and returned it to like the peak of what New York City does in terms of hip hop. I mean, those guys are definitely their comp, but they just don't do anything in the way of moving that subgenre of music forward, making it better, or drawing in more modern styles of music to enhance it. I just didn't really feel a lot of that going on. So best tracks on this album, I would say Don't Make It Hot, Man Up, and Speaking My Language. My least favorite tracks were Long Way Home, Charge It to the Game, and Champagne Rain. I would recommend this album if you like kind of an old school Joey Badass, some Static Selecta, and actually a guy who's in a slimmer lane that we talked about last year that I really enjoyed, A1. I could see Justo and A1 getting on a track together. They have a very similar energy to them. And as an overall rating for Mind of a Man, I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. And I will play two tracks, my favorite two. That would be Man Up and Don't Make It Hot. So here they are from Justo the MC and Meticulous off their brand new album, Mind of a Man. Ooh,
said I flow like water, get turned like a faucet. Word to my daughter, paid to be bosses. Niggas love when they win, but do you learn from your losses? Can you fix when you lost it? Or dip your head underground like an ostrich? Awkward. Hold up. Don't mind me, I'm a mind read. Wanna smoke your blunt for a dime read instead of make your mark in society. But you a real nigga, ain't you? Kind Lux told us about. If you're not, I still got my doubts. But some things ain't worth to figure out. I'm out now.
I ain't got no problems telling y'all. Man up. And you might see it coming, I'm still black. So what? Can you stop me?
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Probably not, bruh.
None to the above.
Yo, yo, yo. See a real man never back down.
Back up.
Put your weight back in the background.
What's up? Show no.
See, I can flip you the word. Like a proverb. From the motherland. Or I could just flip you the bird. Now, what's bad luck to a man is good luck to another. See, the truth is a bad son give a bad name to his mother. Can't shoot for your aiming. Real talk, ain't that something? Don't be ungrateful. A little bit better than nothing. No man tells all he knows. So I'ma keep food for the soul. Y'all little niggas really need to grow. Mentality is just a little slow. Yo, that's the way, gotta love it. Better watch what you say to the public. That's your watch real nice, how your budget? Is your kids getting fed while you stuntin'? Is that nonsense you feel in your stomach? Do your stocks get raised or they plummet? When you hear the message, can you take from it? I wonder like,
damn, damn, damn,
damn, damn.
I don't think you hear me though.
Nope.
Yeah, my mama told me the ghetto was brutal. Stay your ass in the crib, these niggas will shoot you. I had hate for the block, the feeling was mutual. When your uncle gone for weeks, you could never get used to gunshots. Don't mean nothing, the niggas is screaming. Either they moms or they girl, that nigga that's leaking. See so much struggle, you stop to believing. Every hood on your radio is probably beefing. If they lie,
let's squash the beef.
Nigga, give me your reason. Either you die or I die, nobody conceding. Anger in they soul got them awkwardly breathing. Think Cam was playing when he gave us that killer season. The hood got gunshots, vacant lots, pimps on the school blocks. Angry niggas, no pop, shit to leave you blown away. Don't make it hot. Yo, talking about gang plots, crooked cops, mamas over wooden box. Got them four shoes and socks, niggas getting blown away. Don't make it hot. Pardon my French. But je ne sais quoi, I don't know if brothers living or they dying tomorrow. All this ain't gun talk, dog, you got one to borrow. Cause I ain't trying to get got, feel my family sorrow. For real a hustler. Ghetto stories all in my memory. I done seen some foul shit, how ain't none of it get to me. I'm a real nigga, go through my history. I did that, working with young kings in the struggle, homie, since way back. Took my piece and I fade black. My record squeaking clean, no Ajax beating the system, and not a statistic. Nigga prolific, this black offspring with clipped wings, firm on his pivot. Couldn't knock me off, knock it off. I dribble drive, then I drop it off. Facilitate the game, never felt the loss. Across my chest, see me sign a cross, praying for mercy. The whole hood need healing. God, hurry. Gunshots, vacant lots, pimps on the school blocks. Angry niggas, no pop, shit to leave you blown away. Don't make it hot. Yo. About gang plots, crooked cops, mamas over wooden box. Got them four shoes and socks, niggas getting blown away. Don't make it hot.
You just heard Man Up and Don't Make It Hot by Justo the MC and Meticulous. And I do want to check myself on one thing real quick, because I was kind of trashing the hooks on this album, but the chorus right there that you heard on Don't Make It Hot is definitely one of the best ones on here. And a highlight for me on this album, that whole song really is. But I just wanted to make sure I gave some props there and didn't want to kill all of them. But those are our two album reviews for today. Two very under-the-radar MCs, Lance Shapiro and that duo you just heard from. Go check them out. Go support them. You got to support rising artists, guys from the underground, if you ever want to see change at the top. Or just find new music, because that's where it's all going to be. If you're only tapped into the mainstream, you're pretty much going to only hear the same sound. And that's why a lot of people think that rap is one-dimensional. You got to dig under the surface. You got to find these guys on the fringes of hip-hop. And sometimes they can be your favorite artists. But we're going to move on from reviews now. And we're going to look at some news that's been popping around the culture. We like to go headline hunting. pull a couple of the biggest stories around the industry and see what's going on. So this one right here is a disappointing headline for me to read, but one that we do need to know. And this is Tyler, the Creator shuts down talk of ASAP Rocky collaborative project. Apparently, Rocky was on a recent interview with Angie Martinez and was kind of playing with the idea that him and Tyler were about to drop soon, or at least working on something. And Tyler quickly responded on Twitter saying, and I quote, "I wish Rocky would shut the fuck up and stop always saying that we're working on 40 years before it's even a fleshed out idea." And pretty much what Tyler's saying is this dude has no idea what's going on. They haven't decided on anything. They don't have a framework set up for the album. They don't even know if they're doing an album. So he's just kind of upset at his homie here, ASAP Rocky, putting that idea in fans' heads. Because the last thing you want is people to be disappointed by something not coming out that never was going to come out. We saw this happen with Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, two monsters of the industry who never, I mean, you can look at the records, neither of them ever really said that anything was coming. And to this day, there are fans of both of those guys who are upset it never happened and are looking for someone to blame. And it's like, you gotta just chill out. And of course, I would love to see a Wang Sapp collaborative album. We got Potato Salad last year, which was a single, which really got people thinking that this Wang Sapp project was on its way. And we've heard them work together before, and it's almost always fire. Just look at Telephone Calls from Cozy Tapes Volume 1, or look at Who Dat Boy, which was an explosive music video and track from Tyler, the Creator's Flower Boy in 2017. But I guess we got to listen to what Tyler's saying. We got to temper our expectations. You know, I'm still hoping that this is Tyler kind of trying to cover the tracks and make it more of a surprise release. But that seems to be incredibly wishful thinking at this point. We'll see if it ever comes together, but let's try not to get our hopes up. The second story I'm looking at here, unfortunately, is a much more serious one. And that is that Chris Brown's rape accuser details brutal and violent sexual assault. Chris Brown has been in the spotlight for so many of the wrong reasons over the past few years and has been found, like, guilty of a lot. Obviously, his situation with Rihanna is a huge stain on his reputation and his career, and a lot of people were done with him at that point, and with just more and more women coming forward saying that this dude is a monster and that he's going around just sexually assaulting people left and right, even if there's just, he's got so many witnesses saying that it didn't happen, and he's going on this whole tirade of this person's lying, whatever. I just don't think we can give Chris Brown much benefit of the doubt anymore. It's too many situations for it just to be people trying to trap him over and over again. So Briss Breezy, you were a legend back in the day, but I'm done with you at this point. You don't even make good music, and not that that should matter, but I don't see any redeemable qualities in this man moving forward. And then the third headline I'm looking at is LP insists Danny Brown's upcoming album is an instant classic. For those who don't know, LP is a member of Run the Jewels and has been a primary fixture in hip-hop for the past 20 years or so. A pioneer on the experimental hip-hop production frontier, and Danny Brown is also right in that lane. So it's no surprise that LP would have heard all Danny Brown's stuff or even been working with him on this upcoming album. A lot of people determined Danny Brown's last album to be an instant classic, that being Atrocity Exhibition in 2016. Me personally, I'm not a crazy fan of Danny Brown. I respect what he does. He's a very interesting personality, one of the most exuberant guys out there in hip-hop today. So this is great news to hear, and I'm definitely interested in seeing when this album is going to come out. He leaked, I think it was last year, maybe even in 2017, that he had an upcoming album with a legendary producer. Based on the way LP is talking about the album, I doubt that he was referring to LP and that LP was the mastermind behind this. Sounds like he just listened to the album and is like, yeah, this shit's dope. It's a classic. So I guess it's only a matter of time now before it is revealed to us who the big name producer Danny Brown was working with. And I'm sure fans are anxious for new material. It's been nearly 3 years at this point since his last album. So I'm hoping it comes soon, and I hope it lives up to LP's expectations and words for it. Because 2019, I know it's only mid-late January, but we could use a huge album just to get the ball rolling, get 2019 on the way. So Danny Brown fans, get excited. New music coming soon. And that'll wrap up our news segment for today. It was a short one, only 3 headlines I pulled, but there wasn't a whole lot going on. I would talk about Soulja Boy and his craziness all over every radio station known to mankind, but he mostly just out there promoting his brand, and honestly, he's just saying shit so he can get in the media, so he can get attention. Whether it's true or not, you can determine for yourself, but I just don't care enough about Soulja Boy in 2018 to get up here and really analyze him. So with that being said, we're going to get into our Hot in the Streets song of the week. And this actually comes to us by way of DJ Mustard and Migos. The Migos, Quavo, Offset, Takeoff are one of the biggest acts in hip-hop today, period. And although I do think that they've been on a bit of a decline recently, and kind of a big decline to be honest, I didn't have their Culture 2 album or Quavo or Takeoff solo efforts in my top 100 hip-hop albums of last year. That was my personal list, so if you liked them more than I did, more power to you. But I do find myself very much enjoying this new track they dropped with DJ Mustard titled Pure Water. Mustard, obviously one of the biggest hit makers on the production side of things in hip-hop. You'll find his name all over smash hits, platinum songs. So it was cool to see him link up with the Migos and drop this absolute slapper, Pure Water. All 3 guys get quality verses on here. And it was a refreshing comeback considering I thought they had a very down 2018. And I was somewhat out on the Migos. But they seem to come back every year and at least drop one just hit song. Whether it was Bad and Bougie when they blew up in, I think that was 2016. And then they had Get the Bag, I think it was titled, with Gucci Mane last year. And so hopefully Pure Water is like what that does for them in 2019. Because this is one of the more enjoyable Migos songs I've heard in recent memory. So we're going to play It's Your Hot in the Streets song of the week, Pure Water by Mustard and Migos.
Woo! Y'all ain't know how, right?
Let's go! No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad bitches and they after me.
Bam.
One bad bit look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them.
Bam.
Give me the beat, I ride it like a jet ski.
Hey.
So many bad bitches, they harassing me.
Bam.
They like me cause I rap and be with the athletes. Stop asking me, I know they mad at me.
Nah.
Hop in the coupe, then I slide like it's Vaseline. West Coast 6, 4 jump like a trampoline. Take a brick out, put it on the triple beam. I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Dismantle her, I know how to handle her. Light the candle up, make you put a banner up. Toss a 50 up, make them tie the club up. Took your bitch out the game, I had to sub her.
Swap, swap.
No masterpiece. 10 bad bitches and they after me. One bad bit look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip, big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford it.
Hurt cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford it.
Pick the name, easy, make her open up and eat it. Stars in the ceiling, in my seats, they Tempur-Pedic. I see them niggas watching and they plotting, trying to sneak me. I can't hear the thought, can't trust the thought, they telling secrets. Big bank, take, look back, little nigga. Catch him down bad, a nigga cry a whole river. Long for my back, I'm taking care of the whole village. Somebody got shot, what you talking about, Willis? In the lobby with a brick of Ricky Bobby with your bitch. I go Lawrence with the fit, in the Rory with no tent. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rent. He was popping, so I popped and pray to God repent.
No masterpiece. 10 bad bitches and they after me. One bad bit look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them.
Take off. No limit to the money.
Nah.
I picked the gang up, took a flight across the country.
Across the country.
I took the wages, told to keep the ones coming. Hit the store to get some backwoods and left the rave running.
Fuck.
Looking like they blind, but we already on it. In the left with Celine, like that bag that she wanted. A lot of teams ass busting at them jam, make you wanna. Make you wanna spend a 50, hit the same with a donut. Whole team full of queens, gotta keep their eyes on them.
Queen.
Snake in the sky, probably wanna slide on them.
Slide.
I bet they ride on them when I put that prize on
them.
10 bad bitches, okay, though, got 5 of them.
No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad bitches and they after me.
Bang.
One bad bit look like a masterpiece.
So that's your Hot in the Streets song of the week titled Pure Water by Mustard and Migos. Bang right there. If you're looking for something to just toss on the aux cord, get hyped to real quick. It's all microwave music. So we'll wrap up the show here with our new music announcements segment. We'll run through what just dropped last week, what's dropping this week. So last Friday, January 18th, we got Malibu Ken by Aesop Rock and Tobacco. We got Free Sweatpants by Blockhead, The Wizard by Future, Assume Form by James Blake, and We All Shine by YNW Melly. I'm definitely going to be talking about that Free Sweatpants album, Blockhead. He killed it on there. He got a bunch of dope features. Really enjoyed that project. And then I'm not sure what else we'll get into. Maybe the Malibu Ken or The Wizard by Future. You'll have to wait and see. This Friday, we're getting Everything's For Sale by Bogey. One of the more anticipated albums of 2019 to this point. Coming out on Shady Records. He's got a bunch of features on there like Black, J.I.D., Eminem, of course, since it's coming out on his label. He got to get his hands on it. And then we're also this week getting Members Only Volume 4 by XXXTentacion and his extended crew. It's really just a big posse album. And Big Dreez by Dreezy. Those are the only three I know that are confirmed coming. Might be a somewhat slow week again for us in January, but I'm looking forward to that. Boogie should be a cool project. We'll be talking about that in a couple weeks, and I hope to see you guys back here again when that rolls around. So thank you for listening. This has been the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2019. Make sure to follow me on Instagram for more content. Drop a rating if you like the show. Subscribe if you're a real one, and I will catch you guys next week. Peace.